Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, John O'Donohue. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howie Reed now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to second. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Mac Jones pinch hits for Howie Reed. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Marv Stale. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Dan McGinn now pitching. Cleo James pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone bunts towards first. fairly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairly fields the ball and throws to McGinn covering. Safe. Pepitone moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Cleo James now playing center field. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Boots Day. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Beckert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 9-3. Cubs. Brock Davis pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Davis moves to second. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Davis moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing right field. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.